for calling me. Thank you for calling the Hilton Garden Inn in Prairie Vista. How can I help you?
Yeah, room 230, please.
One more, please. Miles Tyler room.
Hey, Miles.
Yes.
And what luxurious location are you staying at? I called the number your wife gave me.
Yeah.
And this guy could barely answer the phone. Sounded like he was drunk to me.
Yeah, it might be.
But he evidently rang your room correctly. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. Do I have to call you the Polish Nostradamus this week or?
Whatever? No, you don't have to call me that.
All right. Well, I'm just checking. You know, last week we had that weirdness happen and everything. So.
Well.
So you were at the what? The Hilton Driveway Inn. What's this?
Poor man's Hilton or something. I don't know what it is.
You don't know what it is? You're at a Hilton though, right?
Well, yeah. It's like the world's smallest Hilton. But yeah, I'm there.
Yeah. Is it a good room or what?
Yeah, it's a nice room. You know, watching stuff about Egypt and stuff, and you know.
Yeah,
I could
barely pull myself away to call from the E! True Hollywood Story on the Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, damn! It was on tonight.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Because you know I love that stuff.
Yeah.
And they were talking to Jethro, right?
Yeah.
And now he's older and everything.
Yeah.
The weird thing is, you know, you think of the E! True Hollywood Story as being real slimy and everything.
Uh-huh.
And then you think Beverly Hillbillies, that doesn't really fit.
Yeah.
But you should see Jethro today. He looks just like Burt Reynolds in Boogie Nights.
Oh, geez.
He could have played the part better than Burt Reynolds because he looks so slimy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He looks like some kind of porn producer.
Oh, great.
So you got to watch it now. I'm sure it'll be repeated about 150 times.
Well,
so.
I missed the Scotty Schwartz story.
Oh, that's right. You missed that. I'm sure that'll come back up again.
Yeah.
That was about porn, so.
Yeah.
That's the only reason you wanted to catch it. Do they have a Spectrovision there in your room?
Spectrovision?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like to pay for that, so I don't.
What do you mean you don't like to pay? I'm sure you got $7.
I'm sure there's, I'm sure there probably is, but I'm not paying for it.
Oh, do you got HBO or anything?
No.
Oh.
No.
So this is like some kind of 1960s Hilton or something.
Yeah, it's a poor man's Hilton. So.
Yeah. So do you even have cable?
Yeah, I'm watching some cable stuff, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So at least you got cable. It's not like there's an antenna on the back of the TV or something.
No, earlier I stripped down naked and was doing karate in front of the mirror like Martin Sheen in Apocalypse Now. Until I broke the mirror and I started crying.
Yeah, you broke the mirror.
Yeah.
The two guys come in and get you in.
Yeah.
Did you have to pay them?
No, I didn't.
Did you get those two guys from the money you saved on the stripper?
No. Hey, do you know they can drive 70 miles per hour here in Minnesota?
Sure, we can drive 70 here in Missouri.
Not in Iowa, you can't. You know
that? Well, that's because you've got horse and buggy and shit like that.
I know.
Those things don't go 70 miles an hour.
I know.
Bunch of Amish up there.
And let me tell you this, too. On my way up here, is it not like going on like the second week of January?
Yeah.
How come I see a guy driving up here with like a dead deer in the back of his car?
Well, I think that the deer season up there in Minnesota is a little bit longer.
No, this is Iowa.
Oh, you're in Iowa?
No, I mean, when on the way up here, I saw this guy.
Maybe you hit it, because if you hit it, you got to keep it.
Well, that's what I thought, but then like not even 10 minutes later, I saw someone coming the other way with a Christmas tree on top of their car. Now, tell me, am I like in some weird time thing?
You're in some kind of time vortex there where it's every season.
And then...
Did you see some guy in Bermuda shorts with a camera or something?
What was weird, too, was I was still hearing Christmas music on some station on the way up here. I'm like, what the hell?
Well, I guess it is the 12 days of Christmas. So
did I come into like some time continuum or something on the way up here? I don't know.
I don't, you know, go into January for the... Maybe it's because Elvis's birthday is tomorrow, I think.
And, yeah, I had to hear that crap on the radio, too.
Gee,
yeah.
You are in some kind of time warp.
I don't know. I
don't know anybody caring about Elvis's birthday anymore.
I don't know.
So you're in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Where at in Minnesota?
I'm close to Minneapolis.
What's the name of the town there?
Something, Eden Prairie bullshit.
Eden Prairie. Hey, I've been there.
You have?
Yeah. Were we in Eden Prairie, Lee? Or was it Eaton?
Egan.
Oh, we were in Eden. Eden Prairie, isn't that where Jesse Ventura was the mayor? I'm pretty sure Jesse Ventura was the mayor.
No.
No? All right.
Lake something.
Okay, it was Brooklyn Park. It was Jesse Ventura.
Oh.
But you're in Jesse Ventura country anyway, because you're in Minnesota now.
Wow, I'm excited.
Eden Prairie.
Yeah.
So would you? How long have you been there first?
Let me see here. Probably about 3 or 4 hours.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah.
Oh, so you just drove up today?
Yeah.
Oh, how long a drive was it?
It's about 6 hours or so.
Wow. So what time did you leave this morning?
Well, it was about 10 when I left, 10:30, but yeah. Then I stopped. I'm shooting a video project on the way here.
You got out of bed early then.
Yeah.
For a Sunday.
Yeah.
What about all this church-going crap that you've been pushing on us here the last...
Well, I'm talking about, I ain't going, I'm just talking about it.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about going, but I'm not really going.
Did you bring a Girls Gone Wild video?
If we had a VCR in the room, I might think about it. I was actually thinking about going down to the local gas station and seeing if they got, like, anything wrapped in plastic I could read.
Oh, gee.
You know.
Well, if you took that garment bag in your closet, you could wrap that over your head and... Anyhow.
Yeah.
So you're shooting a Girls Gone Wild video. It's kind of cold.
Yeah.
I think you should call it All Nipped Out.
All Nipped Out.
Because it's cold and you're going north.
Yeah.
And so you sneak shots of all these women's nipples, poke them out of their shirts.
You know what? I got bigger problems than that right now.
Oh, really?
I got about 2 hours away from home and discovered that I left all my toiletries at home.
So did you turn around or what?
Well, I was like 2 hours away from home. I'm not going to go back for a toothbrush and an electric shaver. I mean, jeez.
Yeah, what about your hand cream?
I'll have to buy some more, I guess.
Now, at the Hilton, though, I've been at a Hilton's, and you get hand cream at the Hilton.
Yeah.
Did you look in your bathroom?
I didn't see no hand cream.
No, you didn't get any hand cream?
I saw conditioner, shampoo, and a shower cap.
Oh, really? You didn't get the hand cream?
No, I'll send you the shower cap if you want it.
Well, okay, I'll take the shower cap. Evidently, the cleaning lady took the hand cream. What?
There is no cream.
Because every time I've been to a Hilton, I've always got the shampoo, the conditioner, shower cap, sewing kit, and hand cream.
And you know what's weird, too?
What's that?
Like, all the drains in the bathroom are closed.
What do you mean?
Well, they were all, like, I went to go take a bath.
Uh-huh.
The drain was already closed.
Oh, really?
I go to brush my teeth, drain's already closed in the sink.
Oh, really?
I think the maid's got, like, OCD or something, man.
Well, she took your hand cream, I don't know.
I don't know. I got no hand cream. I got nothing.
Then she hasn't got OCD.
I got nothing to occupy my time.
Well, I think for your wife's sake, that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
So what are you doing up there?
I don't know. You know, I was going to read Gideon's Bible here, but then, like, it's on a chain. I don't know what that's all about. The maid, you know, knocked on the door. She said, can I come clean up? I said, sure. She came in and took a shower. You know, I mean, it's just...
What are you doing? Like, doing your act here or something?
It's a poor man's Hilton, let me tell you.
The Gideon's Bible's on a chain.
Yeah, it's...
Does it happen to be hanging near the toilet with pages ripped out of it?
Yeah. What's worse, I think the worst part about it, I'm supposed to go to some kind of business meeting tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
I have no clue as to where I'm going.
Great.
I have no address.
What are you
going to
do?
Huh?
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I guess I'm going to call some phone numbers and find out.
Do you got a pen and a piece of paper?
I might be fired tomorrow, so I don't
know. Well, you're awful long way from home to get fired.
Well, no. This is supposed to be like a 5-day deal, man. It might be a 4-day deal, you know what I'm saying?
You might be a 4-day deal. It might be a 1-day deal.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
Or they could just torture you and keep you all 5 days and then fire you.
Yeah.
I think that's what I would do.
Say, this is weird because you're always the guy that travels on the show.
Right, yeah.
I never go anywhere.
Right.
Like on business. Like you have like
usually because of restraining orders and things like that.
Yeah, right. You know, this little thing around my ankle, you know, beeps when I go too far. But
you and Joe.
Yeah.
Was that guy's name Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your little beepy ankle thing.
Yeah.
How'd you get out of the state?
It wasn't easy. I just kept trying.
It was like the Running Man and your head exploded or something.
I don't know.
Ex-con. On the lam. Listening to Christmas music.
Yeah.
Taking videos of girls' nipples.
All I can say is I'm glad I didn't have to take a crap at the wayside over by Cedar Rapids.
Why is that?
I went in there to take a leak, and all these truckers were, like, lined up, like, waiting to use the shitter. I'm like, man, I'm glad I didn't have to go. Because you know how I am, you know.
It looks exactly the same at the loading dock, doesn't it?
Well, they were unloading, These guys were unloading.
Oh, my God. So they're really lined up, and they're banging on the door. Hurry up!
Yeah, I mean, God, it's like they're all, you know.
Would, like, the fourth guy in line have a 4-pack of toilet paper or something?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, I would hate to be, like, you know, I hate to be too far back in the line, you know what I mean? Because you're going to get, like, you know, the cardboard tube or something.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's where your toothbrush went right there.
I don't know.
Hey, give me something. I'm dirty in here.
It's a weird trip. I tell you. I'm seeing people with dead deer. I'm seeing people with Christmas trees.
Christmas trees. Yeah. Was it fully decorated or anything, or was it?
No, but they had it on top of their car. They were heading south somewhere. I don't.
Well, that's where the Christmas tree dump site is, I guess.
I don't know.
Did you have a real Christmas tree this year?
Huh?
Did you have a live Christmas tree?
No.
A real one or just a fake one?
We had a fake.
Yeah, I don't know why people get the real ones. Do you?
I don't. Got me.
They should have stopped that guy and asked him. So, what's his video project that you're working on anyway?
You want me to tell you?
I don't know. Should we just wait and see it or what?
I am filming a documentary on the day the music died.
Oh, you are?
And that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, but isn't that like later in the year or something?
The anniversary of it?
Yeah.
It's actually February 4th.
Oh, okay. Well, you're not coming back on the 4th.
No, I know, but I'm filming, you know, ahead of time.
Oh, all right. So you're going to do kind of a recreation.
Yeah. Yeah.
A recreation of the anniversary of the day of the music time.
Yeah, that's all I want to say right now.
What is
I'm filming.
It's like America's Most Wanted or something. This is a recreation with totally different people who don't look anything like the suspects.
That's all I'm going to say, so people in the know.
In a whole other town.
Huh?
Let's see. If Charles Manson was a bank robber, here's how it would go down. Dudes! Give me your moolah, your bread, your... Wait, everybody stop talking!
So if people know what the day the music died is about, then you'll know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, then you'll be totally confused. So.
It's not about Elvis, is it? Because his birthday is...
No, let's just get off Elvis. I'm tired of hearing about Elvis today.
Tomorrow.
Right.
What is it, all oldies stations all the way up to...
Yeah, it's all friggin' oldies, jeez.
You know, tomorrow is the king's birthday, the 8th. Of January.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
So, is there any strip clubs near your hotel?
I haven't asked yet.
Oh, you should ask the guy who answered the phone, because he sounded like he just came from one.
I was just asking the bartender where the closest McDonald's was, and he didn't even know.
Okay. He's like, I don't know. Want some beer nuts?
You get on the interstate, and you get off the interstate, and you get back on the interstate, and you get off the interstate. And get I'm like, no. There's got to be something closer. Don't. You know.
I've been up there.
For
to
what?
Minneapolis. Huh?
For work?
No, for family stuff.
Family stuff. Oh,
right.
Okay.
We have relatives. My wife has relatives who live up in Minnesota.
Oh.
And there's like this big loop. Goes all around Minneapolis, St. Paul, and you
can like 469.
Yeah, you can get anything you want off of that.
So yeah,
just get on there, go around, catch what you want, and get back off and go back to your hotel.
Yeah,
huge loop.
Yeah, that's true.
We went to the Mall of America. It was closed.
What?
Yeah, we went there. It's closed.
They don't close the Mall of America. Don't.
I'm telling you, it was closed.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so we just didn't go. We just forget it. I forget it. Who wants to see Camp Snoopy anyway?
Well, I'm going.
Are you going, really?
Yeah.
With a bus of senior citizens or something?
I don't know. I'm going to have to find it first. Probably going
well,
get on the interstate.
If you get on that loop.
Get off the interstate. Get on the interstate. Get off the interstate.
It's pretty. It's got a lot of signs and things. To get there, so.
Yeah, I
you should tape that. That would be a good thing. Go to the Mall of America.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should ask people what they think of their governor. That would be a good segment.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to film this whole thing about, you know, the day the music died.
Yeah, I know. You're into the whole day the music
died. I haven't filmed, you know, because I want to film some more when I go back.
This is about, like, 5 years in the making or something.
Yeah, I was going to do it a year ago.
Yeah, okay, a year ago.
Yeah.
Well, good luck, I guess.
Thanks. Yeah, I think it's going to suck, but yeah, you know, there's nothing to work with, but yeah, you know, I don't want to go into it
well,
now.
Well, it's the day that everybody's dead.
Yeah, I know.
What are you going to do?
I know. I'm interviewing dead people, basically. I don't want to talk about it now. I don't want to ruin it now.
Hey, Ray Walston died since our last show.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
He wasn't on the list, though.
I know.
Would you like to reiterate the list just for everybody?
I was pissed because he was not on the list.
Yeah.
Because I would look like a friggin' genius if he was.
Yeah, that would have been a good one. You would have
felt like a friggin', I don't know.
Well, you got Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah.
Let's just go over the list real quick for everybody. Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah.
Who else? With my cat. Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Bob Hope.
Yeah.
No, Bob Hope wasn't on the list.
Wait, not Bob. Who said Bob Hope? I'll kick your ass for Bob Hope.
Who else is on the list?
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr., Elizabeth Taylor.
Did I say Joey Lawrence?
Joey Lawrence, yeah. Two more. You can't remember your own list?
No, I thought you remembered this shit. I don't know.
I don't remember.
I'm in a hotel doing naked karate moves in front of the mayor. I don't know.
Are the people down? Are you on a higher floor? Because the people downstairs are probably complaining about you rattling in the hotel.
Oh, they're getting. Yeah, they're all like, oh, he's up there doing all those Elmo voices, you know.
Hey, it's me, Elmo. Hey, you want to play with me?
You know, they're all like, oh God, what's going on? And, you know,
what are you doing, Elmo voices?
I'm entertaining myself.
Is that the way that Miles? Miles the junior talks.
It's Minnesota, you know. I'm not used to it, you know. I don't know.
Is it cold up there?
Oh, yeah.
Is it really cold?
No, I don't know. It's,
what do you mean you don't know? Didn't you get to get out of the car and go inside?
Not very much, no. I just hustled into the hotel.
How many times did you stop to take a leak on your way up?
Twice.
Seriously? In 6 hours?
Yeah.
What do you got, like a straw up your dick or something?
Well, you should know. I don't know.
That's like abnormal, isn't it?
I was drinking a lot.
You weren't drinking a lot?
I was, yeah.
Well, you just had to stop twice, though.
Yeah.
You should have to stop, like, maybe once every hour or something.
I don't go that much.
Really?
How many times do you take? You can go like 8 times a day and be normal.
How many times do you take a crap?
Today?
Yeah, on the drive up.
None.
Just when you got there, huh?
I don't think I've gone yet.
You?
Not since this morning.
Evidently, you didn't find the McDonald's, because...
No, I did. I'm just waiting for it to kick in.
Oh, gee. You must not, like, ate or drank anything the whole way up.
The only thing I had was a bag of beef jerky.
Oh, jeez.
That must constipate or something.
Salt, a bag of beef jerky, like a 24-pound bag of beef jerky.
Go figure. My wife, God bless her, went out and bought me all this junk food to bring with. I remembered to bring that, but I didn't remember to bring the toothbrush, the comb, deodorant, nothing.
So you're at the Hilton check-in with cheesy doodle all over your teeth and face.
Well, what was bad, too, was I never used deodorant today, either.
Oh, jeez.
So I was smelling almost like cat pee, man. I just stunk. I'm like, oh, God.
Cat feet, so you smelled like shitty litter or what?
Almost, yeah, I stunk. I'll be honest with you, I did stink earlier because I did not use deodorant today.
Have you taken a shower?
I just took a bath, yeah, lukewarm water, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Nice Hilton. Jeez.
Well, I hope you have a good adventure up there and find your business meeting tomorrow.
I know. I'm not used to being on the road like you. You know? You're good at it.
Sounds like you're losing it.
I am. I'm going to start doing my karate moves again soon.
Oh, Jesus. Well, I'm sure you're going to buck up the $5 to $7 for your Spectrevision tonight and have a good time.
Okay. Well, if I can find a good strip club up here, I will.
All right.